You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Finally beat Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, snapping a 16-game losing streak to Kansas City that dates back, what, to 2015 or something
like
that?
Yeah, that's what I was reading. Who was this team that showed up? My God, they looked awesome.
No. They came to win, Dom. Offering up all these excuses. Well, Patrick Mahomes was sick.
He was cold out.
I'll tell you this, our defense was sick.
Yeah, it was a pretty fun game. I actually sat down and watched most of it because it was so exciting.
Well, now the Broncos have their bye week, so they can gloat for the next couple of weeks. They won't play again until 2 weeks from tonight when they travel to Buffalo for Monday Night Football. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
On the 13th. After starting 6-0, the Avs have now lost two in a row, and they've been shut out in back-to-back games for the first time in 7 years. What happened there? I don't know, Dom. The Nuggets, meanwhile, look like the defending champions. They're 3-0, and they won again on the road. They obliterated Oklahoma City by 33 points. But now they have to turn right around and play again tonight. They'll be rocking out at Ball Arena tonight, hosting the misnamed Utah Jazz.
Right.
So go out and support your team. Tops at the box office this weekend, that video game adaptation called Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yeah.
This sucker made something like $80 million domestically.
Yeah, it's a pretty big franchise. I know they've got books and comic books and, yeah, video games and all sorts of stuff. I know Reed's into it.
I read something that said the budget to make this movie was $20 million. And globally, overall, they've made $130 million after their first weekend. Somebody's made a nice little return on their
investment.
No
joke. I can't play the game. My son has it downloaded on his Switch, and I've tried to play it. It's scary. It's a scary video game.
Scary game.
They have a lot of those jump scares in it, if you're familiar with jump scares. And you're playing it, and you're like, whoa. You piddle a little when you're playing.
Well, the critics have destroyed this movie. One reviewer for the Associated Press, I like this, said, quote, "It has to go down as one of the poorest films in any genre," end quote. But like many other horror movies, it appears to be critic-proof. You know, that people just don't care what the critics
say. It's made for middle school boys, so who cares?
Yeah, and they said that was the audience was something like 80% were under the age of 25 and male.
That's who it's for.
Taylor Swift movie was number two. That Scorsese film, Killers of the Flower Moon, was third. Did you see that some theaters are getting in trouble with that Scorsese movie? Because it's 3.5 hours long, which, man, that's a long time for a movie. But some theaters are getting in trouble because they've been kind of instituting their own intermission, about an 8-minute intermission about halfway through, so people can go pee, go to the concession stand. Now the studios that have released this movie say that theaters that do that are violating their licensing agreement. I don't know if that means they're going to sue them or what. But I personally, if a movie is 3.5 hours long, I like the idea of an intermission.
Yeah, stretch your legs. Don't get blood clots and then go
empty
your bladder.
Yeah.
Well, that's dumb.
I'm all for intermissions. I wish they'd bring them back. What profession is most likely to have somebody cheat at work, including with coworkers? So if you're in a relationship with someone who is in sales, you're in a relationship with a possible cheater.
Dun, dun, dun.
They said salespeople are the number one most likely to cheat occupation, followed by, check this out, teachers.
Really?
Hot for teachers.
Hey, all right.
And they said it is specifically with teachers. It is specifically with coworkers.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking of parents. They see so many parents.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that happens too, but in terms of the numbers, it's often with coworkers. The profession least likely to cheat, number one, science and pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, they're busy. They're
Put
busy with their
coat,
beakers.
People just aren't turned
they're
on,
cheating
I guess.
With those beakers. So, who's a naughty beaker?
So that's going on. And then I am, I wouldn't say I'm part of the grammar police, but I do admit that it bugs me. What's funny about it, and I was writing a piece about this morning, about this survey, or I'm sorry, research that was done on people who get worked up over poor grammar. And for me, it's when the thing that irks me the most is when I catch my own mistakes. And it really just grinds on me.
Yeah.
I had a book that was out for like 3 years, and somebody wrote to me. They said, do you realize you've got such and such, you know, on page 155? And that bothered me for 3 days.
It gets me when I post on Facebook and like 3 hours later, I'll go back and check what I posted and people have pointed out, like I put two the's in there, the or something.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like,
you know, I think mistakes like that, I don't think anybody should care about that.
Yeah. It's like you're just typing fast. A lot of times I'm typing during the show. Yeah. So it's like, just shut up.
But some researchers were doing some studying on this, and they found that when you know something is grammatically wrong, they say your body actually goes into stress mode. They compared it to the whole thing about a threat, like feeling threatened by something. You get the same reaction, and they say it causes your heart rate variability to jump, and overall, just poor grammar causes you to react like you would with any perceived threat, so... If it bugs you, there's a reason why, and you're okay. Okay.
Your boys in the morning, Dom and Jeremy.
Well, gosh, here we go. My God, the biggest celebrity news of the weekend. Matthew Perry sadly passed away on Saturday, 54 years old. Details are still pretty sketchy. They're saying that he did return home from a two-hour round of pickleball, sent his assistant on an errand, and when the assistant returned 2 hours later, Matthew was found dead in the hot tub, and calling 911 was obviously too late. Sounds like some sort of cardiac arrest, which led to drowning. TMZ is saying there's no illegal drugs found at the scene. Some of his prescription drugs were there. No secret, he's got a really bad past when it comes to drug and alcohol abuse, and you get in a hot tub and your heart maybe just can't take it. So it was very sad. I was at a Halloween party on Saturday night and we were all having a good time. And ding, 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 all the texts started coming in on everybody's phones and with the announcement. And I'll tell you, it just, don't want to say kill the mood. It was just like everybody was like
sad, instantly
down in the dumps because this guy, such an iconic pop culture figure, from an iconic TV show. And it really killed the buzz at the party. For a good 45 minutes or so, everybody was really sad.
And then everyone got over it and went back to partying.
They're like, he had problems. No, the thing that I'm seeing is I'm surprised that none of the other cast members of Friends have responded yet. I haven't seen anything yet from anybody.
I like the fact, personally, that they are waiting. They're not immediately jumping. They are measuring their words with what they want to say. And I'm sure that it will be something thoughtful and...
Thinking a joint statement, too, is maybe what they're going to do.
Be, yeah.
They're all probably talking. And
You mentioned that the hot tub thing. I've gotten into a hot tub before and felt pretty lightheaded. I mean, if they're really hot, you can have things happen like that where you feel like, oh, my God, I feel lightheaded.
Yeah.
And so I could see how it could exacerbate something with them.
We know a couple people in my circle of friends that have had people pass away because they get into the hot tub and something happens and they have an incident, a stroke. We know somebody that had a stroke while they were in the hot tub. And sadly, you go under. There's nothing you can do about that. The weird thing is his final Instagram post was a picture of him in a hot tub enjoying life. And he had some comment about being in the hot tub a few days ago. And this is what happened. So very sad news. Matthew Perry sadly has passed away. Prepare to feel old. Urban Outfitters is now selling refurbished iPods, and they're calling them vintage. They have some listings for a fourth generation iPod from 04, describing it as, quote, a genuine piece of vintage retro tech. And you can pick them up. They're selling for about $350. The weird thing, though, is if you do a quick eBay search, you can pick them up for like $25, $30, $35 on eBay. But I guess these must just be in really, really good condition. They're also selling the original iPod Minis from 04. And it looks like both models right now are currently sold out. So there's a sucker born every minute. Suckers. It's kind of funny, though, to think of that stuff as vintage. I do have a drawer full of old Apple products, and you look at them, you're like, at the time, these were pretty rad, but...
I wonder
now,
what mine would have been worth because I got one of the very first iPods ever. Apple hired me to endorse this new product they were coming out with. It was this thing called the iPod, and so they sent me one, And I tried it out for a while. I have no idea what happened with that iPod.
Yeah.
But can you imagine, like, the very first ones they were sending out?
Man, you should try to find
that. That could be worth something.
Probably full of, like, Kenny G music.
You know, but they, you know, I think I might have only had, like, 90 songs on there.
Right, but at the time, you're like, 90 songs? Whoa. Hey, the brand of wine called 19 Crimes, which I absolutely love because they make that Snoop Dogg blend. They got a stunt going on right now where they age their wine in a coffin, saying it's the world's first haunted wine, dumb. Not many details on how, when, or why they aged it, or if there was a body in the coffin with it. But it was some cemetery near London. They did a special tasting for a few people this past weekend. And honestly, they're not even saying how they're going to offer it for sale. So I don't know if this is just a complete and total gimmick to try to get more people to buy the 19 Crimes brand.
Well, yes, it is, but if it works,
but
fine.
I guess if they turn around and sell this stuff, I don't know, would you drink haunted wine that's been in the ground in a coffin? Blah, blah. Whatever. Cute. Whatever. And here's another alcohol story. There's an article making the rounds this morning that is claiming that you should be washing your hair with beer. The claim is the malt, the hops, and the iron can make your hair softer, shinier, and healthier overall, Dom. Ooh.
This is one of those things that's actually been around for decades.
I mean,
when I was a kid, I remember girls in high school washing their hair with beer. So this is not a new thing, but it's being treated like it's a new thing. And
yeah.
I was loving the story about how they were saying you should probably use non-alcoholic beer. Because...
Right.
The alcohol could jack up your natural oil, so you could use an O'Doul's, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. You say it like creates hard water or something, and it'll jack with your hair. And you got to use flat beer. You got to say no bubbles in it. So anyway, I posted it on our Facebook if you want to check it out. Anything else? Oh, yeah, this story pops about once a year, talking about the celebrities you should not be searching, not be clicking on any links, because scammers take these celebrities and make... malicious websites, and they're saying Ryan Gosling is still at the top of the list. If you're searching for Rai, he's the most dangerous person to be searching for on the internet. Because he's dreamy. He's a great actor.
Oh, I know, but it seems like you would go with Taylor Swift or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Almost guaranteed to get clicks these days.
He said Ryan is most frequently used by scammers to create the malware. Other celebrities, Emily Blunt, Jennifer Lopez, Elon Musk, and Bad Bunny. So beware if you're poking on those, you guys.
Bad Bunny is bad.
Very bad. All right, let's do this. Croctober. Hey, we're in the home stretch of Croctober, thank God. I posted a recipe on our Facebook today, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Straight up comfort food today. It's chicken and dumplings that you can make in your ding-dang crock pot, okay? Chicken and dumplings, perfect for this stupid weather we've been having. So check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.